Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on great radio stations out there like KDLO-FM in Watertown, South Dakota. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. And what you need to do is go to visitvalentine.com or .org and check out the list of 50 things to do. Now, summer is winding down, but it's not too early to start thinking about next year. If you didn't make it down the National Scenic Niobrara River this year, well, you need to book that trip definitely for next year. Or the end of July, 1st of August, make sure you attend the Nebraska Star Party out at Merritt Reservoir. International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. And you can find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections. There is so much more beyond that even. Visit Tri-State Livestock News. Go online, tsln.com. Go online and you can get the latest stories. You can get sales reports, updates, and conveniently, you can subscribe to Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I'm going to start things off with a few thoughts to ponder on today.
Oh, you're going to make me think, and I have to scratch my head,
I bet. You got to start thinking. The heaviest thing you can carry is a grudge.
True.
One thing you can give and still keep is your word. And you lie the loudest when you lie to yourself. So one more of those points to ponder today. If you lack the courage to start, you have already finished. Some points to ponder here on The Good Stuff.
That's good. Hey, here's a cute little story. A father was teaching his six-year-old daughter how to unbuckle her seatbelt. The daughter asked, "Do I click the square?" The father said, "Yes." The daughter then wanted to know, "Is that a single click or a double click?" That is so cute. Yeah, the times they have changed, haven't they? Here's a little story. I guess another military one. I was serving on a destroyer when we passed an old frigate off the coast of Bermuda. Looking through my binoculars, I was startled to see that the other ship was drifting into our path. Clearly, it had come untethered from its anchor. I alerted my captain, who immediately contacted the frigate. "Have you lost your anchor?" he asked. The other captain responded, "No, sir. I know exactly where it is. It's 5 miles back." R.J.M. Hardy contributed that. That's funny.
Here's a little something from Wallace McCrae about reincarnation. "What does reincarnation mean?" a cowpoke asked his friend. His pal replied, "It happens when your life has reached its end. They comb your hair and wash your neck and clean your fingernails and lay you in a padded box away from life's travails. The box and you goes in a hole that's been dug into the ground. Reincarnation starts in when you're planted neath the mound. Them clods melt down just like your box and you who's inside. And then you're just beginning on your transformation ride. In a while, the grass will grow up on your rendered mound till someday on your moldered grave a lonely flower is found. And say a hoss should wander by and graze upon this flower that once was you and now's become your vegetative bower. The posy that the hoss done ate up with his other feed makes bone and fat and muscle essential to the steed. But some is left that he can't use, and so it passes through and finally lays upon the ground this thing that once was you." "Then say by chance, I wanders by and sees this upon the ground, and I ponders and I wonders at this subject that I found. I thinks of reincarnation, of life and death and such, and come away concluding, Slim, you ain't changed all that much."
All that to get there? Oh, dear.
Wallace McCrae wrote that. Reincarnation.
Oh. Marine Corps pilots and aircraft maintenance. It seems to be a military theme going on here. Marine Corps pilots and aircraft maintenance technicians have a special bond. So I was unfazed when a flyboy described a vexing problem. The radio, he said, works intermittently. But only sometimes.
Only sometimes intermittently.
Intermittently. James Bowman sent that.
Wrapping things up today with a couple of thoughts to ponder again. One thing you can't recycle is wasted time.
That's true.
Ideas won't work unless you do. And your mind is like a parachute. It functions only when open. We've all heard that one before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was the usual busy day at our bank. A woman came up to a customer service and demanded, "What do I have to do to change the address on my account?" Without looking up, I just replied, "Move." A lot of these we've heard, but it's always good to have a little bit of reminder.
Don't forget the 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout. That's in Golden Valley, North Dakota, August the 17th. Gates open at 4 p.m. and the bulls buck at 6. And then on the 18th, the Wayne Herman Invitational. Gates open at 1 and the horses buck at 3 o'clock. Tickets at the door, Golden Valley, North Dakota, the 17th and 18th of August. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.